The idea was very simple, was basically to organize a congress around the business of football and to bring together over 2 days the key stakeholders of the football and sports industry.
This is the Sports Tech All-Stars podcast, showcasing outstanding startups and initiatives in the global sports tech ecosystem. From Sports Tech X, the leading source for data and insights about sports tech, here is your host, Roan Malhotra.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. This is Roan from Sports Tech X, and today I can finally talk about something I've been dying to say for a while, and that is, how great is it to have live football back in our lives? Yes! Well, the Bundesliga has been going strong for a few weeks now already, and over the weekend we saw La Liga come back with its, shall we say, interesting crowd images. That was a bit dodgy, but the stadium noises were good. That was a good addition. I like that. So let's keep that one going forward, which we'll also see, interestingly, in the Premier League, which starts later this week, and Serie A as well. All of the football is back in full swing. So yeah, plenty of football for all of us fans to take in over the next couple of months. Me personally, I'm really hoping for a strong end to the season for my club, Manchester United. So yeah, fingers crossed, Ole and the boys can deliver on that promise. All right, well, all of this talk of football fits perfectly with my guest today for this episode. Most of our listeners would already know about the World Football Summit. And if for some reason you don't, I would request you to please put down the PS controller, step away from the screen, and let me tell you all about it. The World Football Summit is one of, if not the leading business event in the world of football. It has been held every year in Madrid since 2016 and has also last year expanded globally to World Football Summit Asia. And they were in fact set to host their inaugural WFS Africa event earlier this year before a certain global pandemic decided to change everyone's plans for the year. Well, today I welcome the director of WFS, Jan Alessi, on our show. Jan and I have known each other for a while now. And in fact, SportsTechX was part of the events, WFS Asia and Madrid last year. And we will continue to do more stuff this year as well. So welcome to the show, Jan.
Ron, thank you very much. It's an honor to be in your show. Thank you for inviting me.
Always a pleasure, Jan. And before we go into today's episode, I also want to quickly point out to our listeners that WFS will have their digital event, WFS Live, powered by Octagon. Have to get that sponsor plug in there. On the 9th of July, where, as usual, they will bring us a star-studded lineup of speakers. And hold your horses for this one. Right from the president of FIFA, Gianni Infantino, the president of La Liga, Javier Tebas, and some absolute legends of the game, including Ronaldo, the Brazilian phenomenon, Iker Casillas, Vicente del Bosque, Fernando Hierro, David Villa, Juan Mata, and the list goes on and on and on. So my first question to you, Jan, before you tell us more about this event, is that, is there a WhatsApp group with all of these guys on there? And if yes, can you please add me to this group?
Unfortunately, there's not. I think Ronaldo, he might have one, but he has kept us out of it for the moment. But hopefully, you know, because actually WFS Live is powered by Octagon. Octagon is not really a sponsor of the event, but a partner of the event. And Ronaldo, he's the owner of Octagon in Brazil. Mm-hmm. So we were actually in talks with Ronaldo to bring WFS to Brazil and to Latin America. And then this whole pandemic happened and we told him about our intention of, you know, pivoting a little bit, no, and doing an online summit so that we, you know, could carry on doing what we do best, you know, which is create great content, bring great speakers together, no, and bring a global audience into our summit. So we told him about our intention and he decided to join forces. And he's actually, you know, one of the main reasons for some of the very big names that we're bringing in to this summit. So you've mentioned a few, but over the the next few days and next few weeks, we're going to announce many more very big names, no? In the lineup of speakers.
Fantastic. And hopefully we can get all of them onto this event WhatsApp group by the end of it. That is going to be my mission.
Exactly.
Fantastic. But great to hear. So for our listeners, please check that out. You'll find their links on the World Football Summit website. So go register for this event. It promises to be a great one. All right. So with that said, let's jump right into what we normally like to talk about, which is A, find out more about you, Jan, and B, also find out more about WFS and your plans coming up. So let's start with you. Tell us more about yourself and how you got to setting up this fantastic event and initiative.
Well, I'm half Italian, half Dutch, very European. I was born in Rome, so I actually consider myself Italian. My father was Dutch, my mother's Italian. But then when I was seven, we moved to Madrid, and I was basically raised in Spain and Madrid. So Madrid became my real hometown, no? And I've been living in Madrid for most of my life. I did study in London, so I did my university in London. But then as soon as I finished, I moved back to Madrid. And yeah, in 2006, I set up a company called Nexus Fostering Partnership. And Nexus was an event business. And we basically organized events promoting commercial relations between Spain and different countries. So we became an event organizer, and we organized events for countries all over the world, mainly, you know, countries that wanted to attract Spanish investments. So we brought in business and political delegations to Madrid, and we made sure, you know, we brought to those events Spanish companies that were interested in investing and doing business in those countries. Nexus was an event organizer, and I was always a great admirer of other events that were organized around the world. One of that, and the startup companies will certainly know them, one of the biggest events for startups in the world is called Web Summit. And I was a great admirer of Web Summit. And I decided together with some other partners to organize in Spain a very similar event. So to organize an event to bring together the main startups in Spain so that they could attract not only Spanish and national investors, but investors from all over the world, and bring together over 2 days the whole ecosystem of the startup world, no? So that event actually took place in 2012. It's now called South Summit. They've been going on for 7 years. And in Spain, the South Summit is now the biggest event for the startup sector, no? And for startups all over the world. It's also a very global event. But we actually only participated in that first edition of South Summit. And then the idea was kind of taken away from us, no? And we were taken apart from that event. And so I went back to, you know, working with Nexus, and we had the idea to create a Congress in another sector that wasn't the startup business, but was the football business. And surprisingly, in Spain, an event that gathered around the interest and the industry around a sector that is as powerful and as strong as the football sector is in Spain did not exist. Mm-hmm. So we kind of copied the model that we had used for South Summit, and we transferred it to what we decided to call World Football Summit. The idea was very simple, was basically to organize a Congress around the business of football and to bring together over 2 days the key stakeholders of the football and sports industry in Madrid. And that's a little bit how the story of World Football Summit and how it began.
And that's great to hear. I've attended a few of your events, as you know. They're always fantastically executed. So great job. Great story of origin. You've identified a clear niche and jumped right in, as all good startups do. Speaking of startups, and you touched on that topic before already about what you were doing earlier, we know that startups are always a part of World Football Summit as well. There is a Startup Cup held at the event every year. And there is one going to happen at this one as well. So can you tell us more about what the Startup Cup is like, what kind of startups you're looking for, and what do you offer them?
Yeah, well, the idea of the startup competition at World Football Summit actually came also from the fact that we had organized this Startup Congress in Madrid, the South Summit, one of the main projects or one of the main things in the program of South Summit is precisely a startup competition. So when we started to investigate and see what companies made or were important around the business of sports and football, we saw that there were a multitude of startups that had products and solutions for the football industry. So basically, we want to give a space and a voice to everyone who works around the business of sports and the business of football. So obviously, startups, many, they can't sponsor, or they maybe, you know, cannot afford a ticket to go to World Football Summit. So we wanted to create that space for that, no? And what better way to do it, to do a startup competition, which is, I think, you know, a fantastic project. And what it aims to do really is to give visibility to those companies that are starting and need the contacts and need the visibility, no, to get themselves known. So we have obviously selected several sectors, no, within the sports tech landscape, and we are open to each one of them, no? So obviously we have team and player performance, fan engagement and experience, media platform, esports, business insights and analytics, and right now, for example, due to what's happening around the world, we've also, you know, have another sector, which is, you know, the mitigation of pandemics and public health. So there are several projects that are also giving solutions to the sports and football industry in that sector as well. So we're very open to receiving applications from any company that believes they have a solution and a good product for the football and sports industry. No, so right now there's an open call for any startup, and we're going to select what we and the Global Sports and Innovation Center, with whom we're partnering for this project, who we think are the 16 strongest projects, so that they can present in an online format during WFS Live, our online summit, which will take place from the 6th to the 10th of July.
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic platform for football-focused solutions to get. As you mentioned, the Startup Cup is in partnership with GSIC, a company that we also know well. Podcast listeners will know that's a familiar name. As you mentioned, the application closes on the 21st of June, so that's not very far away. So, exactly. So any startups that are listening, get those applications in. You can find more information on their website, live.worldfootballsummit.com, and either book your ticket if you want to attend the event, or if you're a startup and you think you've got a good solution, get your application in. It's a fantastic panel of judges. And I have to also say that SportsTechX is one of the network partners for the event. We do work with you to showcase some of this cool innovation that you're talking about. But yeah, I think it's a great platform for startups to hit the next level. So yeah, get those applications in, startups. Coming back to WFS and on this path of success that you've been on, and as this event grows bigger and bigger year on year, there have been some rocky moments, I'm sure, from time to time. But what do you think has been your greatest success that you've experienced over the last 5 years you've been running this?
Yeah, well, 4 years ago, Ron. Yeah, and it seems like yesterday we still hadn't organized our first edition. So we are pretty new to the game. But I think we are very proud of what we have achieved with WFS. There's not one big success, but I think what we've achieved overall over the past 4 years. We were a company that simply organized events and had nothing to do with the football or sports industry, and with no contacts whatsoever in the sector. So we simply had an idea, and that was, you know, to bring together over a two-day event the key stakeholders of the football industry from across the globe. And today, WFS is a recognized brand. We organize events in Europe, in Madrid, Spain. We've done one in Asia, as you said before. We were about to organize our event in Africa. We were 4 days away from organizing that. And then the WHO declared it was a global pandemic, and it was absolutely impossible for us to organize it, especially because we were bringing in so many people from across the globe. No, so it would have been completely irresponsible for us to organize that event. And our latest event, you know, WFS Live, is done in partnership with one of the world's biggest footballing legends, Ronaldo. And last week, we confirmed as a speaker to our summit, FIFA President Gianni Infantino. So it does not get much bigger than that. So for me, you know, the biggest success is the journey that we've had with this project. from having the idea to properly executing it. And the beauty of it is that I think that there is still so much potential to grow and improve. So in many ways, I think the journey has only begun, no? And certainly with this pandemic that we're currently living, it really has shown us how fragile our industry and so many other industries are, no? So yeah, so there's still a lot. That journey, which I think has been our greatest success, I still believe has a long way to go, no? So I'm really looking forward to see how that evolves and how that develops over the next years.
And all of us are going to be watching you guys closely. You've set the standard really high in the event space. As you mentioned, it's a fantastic achievement to take an event like that and be so global with it. So yeah, 100% agree. And with the list of speakers that you have, some major successes already experienced.
Stay up to date with all things sports tech and sign up for our newsletter. You'll get a monthly breakdown of the most important developments in the global sports tech ecosystem, paired with exclusive interviews with industry leaders. Get all of this and more delivered directly to your inbox. Sign up today at sportstechx.com.
But you touched on this earlier, and I remember speaking with you shortly after this happened when the Africa event was canceled, as you said, just a few days before the event. And I'm sure in the weeks leading up, there was so much confusion and everybody was in a state of flux. Would you say that was your biggest challenge that you faced, given that this pandemic in for the event space till now? Or was there something else that you experienced in the past, which is even bigger than that? I would find that hard to imagine.
Well, when we started, it was a great challenge. I mean, just so you know, I mean, 2 months before the event, we weren't sure whether we were going to celebrate or not. And at the end, you know, we decided to take the risk because financially we weren't really covered. But yeah, that I think was one of the biggest challenges just to start. And I think any startup has that challenge. Starting is so extremely difficult. But now I think probably you're right that what we're living at the moment is probably the greatest challenge we have to face, because I actually thought that this year, you know, would be for sure, you know, a year of consolidating the World Football Summit brand. I thought I was going to be accumulating thousands of miles, traveling all over the world to Africa, to Asia. We had an event also in Istanbul the day before the Champions League final. We were thinking of also doing an event in Latin America. And suddenly our calendar of events literally has gone bust. So from organizing at least four events in 2020, we were left with organizing no physical events. Actually, the only event we still had in the calendar was Madrid for the end of September. And today we announced that we won't be doing that event in 2020 either, because I just don't think the conditions to organize an event like ours are going to be doable in this year. With social distancing taking place, with being obliged to wear a mask all the time, I don't see people feeling comfortable going to an event like ours. And our event is so international. So, and that's what makes it so attractive. Last year, we had 2,000 attendees. 60% came from abroad. That's not going to happen this year. So even if they let us organize an event, if we can't offer a service and a product which is as good as we did last year, we prefer not to do so. So obviously, that's a huge challenge for us, because as an event organizer, most of our revenue comes from organizing these events. And so right now, you know, we're tightening our belt and we're continuing to create and generate great content through our online summits. But again, right now, this WFS Live, it's the first time we do an online summit. So that's also a great challenge. No, it's a bit like our first edition in 2016. Again, we thought we were consolidated, but again, we're 3 weeks away to doing a first summit, no, as you'd say, which is going to be WFS Live. So yeah, the challenges that we're facing right now are huge, but we're very confident that we'll get through them and we'll get stronger, and that actually everything that we're learning by organizing these online summits will allow us to then create a much better product. So I'm actually pretty sure that all the events will in the future be a bit of a hybrid. So they will have an online part to it. And we will obviously carry on organizing events like we used to, because, you know, being face to face, shaking hands, no, doing business the way we used to is not going to change. But thanks to this pandemic, we are reinventing ourselves. We are innovating with an online platform. And that, I think, will strengthen our overall product in the long term.
And yeah, that is such a fantastic attitude. First of all, innovation, as you said, is going to be the most important thing that comes out of an event like this. Formats are going to change. People are going to find new, better ways, more efficient ways of doing things. And as you are confident, it, I think, fills me and certainly most of our listeners with so much confidence as well that we're really looking forward to seeing how WFS will emerge and what formats you guys come up with in 2021. So full power to you guys. Really looking forward to that. Comes back to speaking about you as a person. You've already touched on that energy and that positivity that you carry with you and the optimism for next year as well. Can you tell me about the best piece of advice that you were ever personally given?
For me, I think it's basically to surround yourself by people that you admire, no, and that are better than you, especially when it comes professionally. No, and actually, it is something that to myself comes naturally, because I am a great admirer of people who are good at what they do and are generally successful. So in starting a company, I think that piece of advice is invaluable. No? And I'm actually very proud of the people who my partner, Marianne, and I have been able to bring to World Football Summit and to Nexus over the years. Because, you know, the people that work with you at the end are the backbone and are the pillar of a successful company. You know? So I think that advice is certainly the best one that they've given me. And as I said before, it's come easy to me because I love basically surrounding myself by people who are very good at what they do and that have a very different background to mine. You know? And that allows us to complement each other well and to offer really a good product.
Yeah, absolutely true. And that's a great piece of advice for any startup listing. It's one of those mantras. If you take care of your people first, they will take care of everything else for you.
Yeah.
So surround yourself with great people and take care of them. Really important pearls of wisdom there. All right, Jan, you've already touched on this a little bit before. We know about WFS Live. We also unfortunately know that WFS Madrid won't take place this year, but I'm not worried about that. I'm sure something X will come out in 2021. But what else can we expect? What can you talk about now that WFS has got planned for coming months or years? Yeah.
Well, actually, the concept of WFS Live is precisely for it to be to replicate the experience of our physical summits in an online manner. This is the first of WFS Live, which we'll be organizing in 3 weeks. We hope it's going to be a success. And if it is a success, what we want to do is build on that success. So we will be organizing more online summits within this year. So we hope to do it. Maybe our second WFS Live will probably happen in October 2021, no? And we will have more speakers and we will learn from the mistakes that we'll certainly have done in this first online summit, and it will be an even better experience and an even better product than the one we've recently established. So what an online event also allows you to do is to create an online community and to provide them with content and with knowledge that maybe a physical event does in a more difficult way, no? Because when we organize Madrid or Asia, you work for months on that project, and once the event is over, you kind of lock the door, no? With an online summit, we can keep the conversation for longer. So we're really looking forward to extending and that WFS Live in future months, and to basically, you know, keep the conversation going online. So once this event finishes in July, we probably will take a bit of holidays in August, deserved holidays. But after that, in September, we'll certainly come back with strength and organize another online summit, which is going to be a completely different experience from a physical summit, but it's still the product and the service that we provide is still very, very valuable. We're going to have great speakers sharing a lot of knowledge. What an online summit also allows you to do is to engage with the online attendees in a way that maybe in a physical summit, you can't do so much. So you can ask live questions to the speakers, you can upvote them, you can participate in polls, And obviously, our platform also allows you for a lot of networking. So you can see the list of all of the attendees who've registered for WFS Live. You can see who they are. You can request an online meeting with them. And when that person accepts it, it automatically generates a video call with that person. So it's a great opportunity, I think, to carry on generating business and making contacts, but in an online summit. So until, you know, this pandemic is not away and until people are not comfortable being in big public spaces with a lot of people, we will, you know, carry on to generate that content in an online manner. So that's what you can expect from World Football Summit. Basically, carry on generating, bringing together the key stakeholders of the football and the sports industry over one, in this case, online summit.
And looking forward to it. All the innovation that you're talking about is, yeah, that's exactly the kind of stuff that the event space needs. But I'm just letting you know, Jan, there is only one way I will judge if this event is a success, is if I get on that WhatsApp group that I talked about. Otherwise, if I'm not, Jan, I'm not attending any other events. I'm telling you now.
Okay, I'll make sure of that.
Perfect. I'm glad we made a note of that. All right, fine, Jan. My last question, I always end on this one. It's my favorite one to end on. At the end of the day, we're all sports fans, certainly if not just football fans. So my question to my guests is always, what is your favorite sporting moment? Either one that you watched or were at a stadium, either on live or on TV, or one that you participated in yourself. What's yours?
Well, I actually have two. And I wouldn't know which one is a favorite. First one is Italy winning the World Cup in 2006. And I mean, well, I'm an Italy fan. And well, as an Italian fan, I've suffered a lot in every single World Cup. I remember crying in Italy 1990. The 30th anniversary was a few days ago of that World Cup. And I had actually tickets for the final of that World Cup. And I was going to go to the final in Rome with my father, and we lost over penalties against Argentina. So I did go to that final, and I was booing Maradona in that final, which Germany won. So, well, the World Cup for me has always been a very, very important moment. So I had that tragedy when we lost that semifinal and I couldn't see my team in the final live. Then we lost, you know, again to penalties against Brazil in the U.S. in 94. And one of my best friends is Italian, and we've gone to school together for all our lives. So that World Cup, I saw it together with him every single match, and for the final, we actually went to Rome to watch it with a group of friends. And so, yeah, winning that World Cup was definitely one of the best moments that I've ever lived. No, and after that, for me, you know, well, I don't think it gets any bigger than that. No, in football, at least in with a national team. So my second one, well, I'm Italian, but as I said before, I'm basically bred in Spain, so I'm a Real Madrid fan. And in 2014, I got tickets for the final in Lisbon. 2 days before the final. Ooh. Yeah, a friend of mine called me and said he had managed to get two tickets for the final. So he was actually living in London. He took a flight to Madrid. I picked him up in my car and we went down to Lisbon on my car. So I thought we were going to, well, easily win that match, no? Because Real Madrid is such a better team than Atletico Madrid, no? But as you certainly know, that match was very, very tough.
Yeah.
And
incredible. Sergio Ramos with a header, exactly. Right? Like to take it.
Yeah,
wow, what a game.
And we thought, you know, we had lost. I had, you know, taken my car all the way there. I thought we were, you know, going to win it easily. And I remember in the 19th minute, there was a guy who was obviously, he was a Portuguese and he was obviously supporting Atletico Madrid, and he told us, well, the decima, because that would have been the 10th European, is going to have to wait, he said. And he said that in the 90th minute. And that's what actually gave us hope. My friend and I, we looked at each other and we told him, wait a little bit, because 4 minutes are muito longos, we told him. 4 minutes. Yeah, and in the 92nd or 3rd. Sergio Ramos drew that match, but that was basically the nail in the coffin for Atletico Madrid because that was a fantastic moment. And it was so much fun because I went with this friend, but then, you know, the partying afterwards, I met so many people from Madrid that we kind of encountered that had traveled to Lisbon. So it was a fantastic atmosphere. So yeah, those are certainly my two favorite sporting moments. And yeah, and also, you know, I shared them with very good friends of mine. So I'll keep them in my memory forever. That's for sure.
I'm so jealous, Jan. Two fantastic, fantastic sporting occasions to have been a part of. What a great way to sign off on the episode. Jan, thank you so much for your time. A reminder to our listeners, WFS Live is between the 6th and the 10th of July. The Startup Cup applications close on the 21st of June. So interested startups, please send in those early. Jan, has been an absolute pleasure, my friend.
No, the pleasure has been mine, Ron. Thank you very much for inviting me.
All right. Fantastic, Jan. Take care, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Tech All-Stars podcast with Rowan Malhotra. If you like our show, let us know and leave a review. And if you want to know more about us, check out sportstechx.com, where you can find our latest industry reports and updates. For a deeper dive into all things sports tech, check out our comprehensive database, SportsTechDB, at sportstechdb.com. Don't forget to follow us on social media. You can find us at SportsTechX on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. Join us next time for another insightful conversation with a leader in sports tech.